I can't remember a time in my life where someone hasn't hated me. From a young child, I was labelled too loud, too wild, too much. Somehow, despite it all, it has never fazed me. Don't get me wrong, of course at times my ego has a pity party, but it's always been short-lived and the judgment of others has only fueled me to be even louder. I've survived childhood abuse, eating disorders, heartache, homelessness, substance abuse, and everything in between. Join me as I dive into it all and hopefully my rambles can encourage you to be your most outspoken self. Let's get controversial together. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Outspoken with the Controversial Queen. So we're a little late this week, but better late than never. And I'm winging it. I'm doing this tonight. Hendrix and Munro are still awake upstairs, so you potentially will have background noise of them. And my phone is going off the hook, so you might hear that in the background too. You're welcome. So I just wanted to touch on like a bit of an update this week, where I'm at. So I've spoken about it on my TikTok and briefly on Instagram. I will be doing a proper sort of blog on that, and I will share that on all my socials, plus it will be on my website, about what I've been starting. So I can't even remember where I got up to in my podcasts with my mental health, but my mental health has been suffering. I've been dealing with anxiety, depression, and just being overwhelmed. And it's difficult because we're so quick to, you know, say, oh, it's just depression or it's just anxiety, but it really is just a pile of things on people and it just becomes too much. Like I know, yes, I've hit a slump emotionally with so many things in my life, you know, my weight, exhaustion, my dad, dealing with the homelessness still, dealing with, you know, bullying, harassment, stalkers, but like, you know, kids, all this stuff. It's just when we're under so much pressure, life just becomes too fucking much sometimes, you know. We don't have the support that we should have and I'm burnt out and today is probably a bad day for it. Like I'm fucking wrecked. It's 8:30 at night and I'm just wrecked. Today has been hectic and we didn't do that much. It's just physically draining with the kids and Morrison, he's a lot. He's so much and he's incredible. He's a beautiful child and he's funny and smart and strong and inspiring, but he's a lot, you know, he's got autism and ADHD. He doesn't have that official diagnosis of ADHD because he was too young to assess. But when he'd gone in for all of his, you know, the last time he had assessments, the psychologist was like, it's very apparent he's got this, you know, the pediatrician is the same. But he was too young to formally diagnose at that time. So he's now six and a bit, and he's getting to the age now he can be assessed. We've just linked in with a new psychologist and, he's been incredible. Like, you know, therapists are so hit and miss, but this psychologist truly has been so amazing. We've only had two sessions, but he just got Morrison straight away. You know, the first session, Morrison's very apprehensive about new people and shy and a bit awkward, you know. I mean, it's awkward going into any new appointment, you know, let alone being a child and, you know, whatever. So he went into this appointment and it's, you know, Morrison can't sit still. He'll sit on the lounge and then he's standing up and then he's running in the corner and then he's back around. Like he just cannot keep still for longer than 2 minutes. And, you know, so this therapist was talking to me and starting to talk to Morrison. He's asking Morrison questions and, you know, Morrison really was, you know, hiding behind me and then under the lounge and then, you know, over the lounge and just sort of ignoring it. But so this therapist got up. He obviously could recognize Morrison's very active. He's got to be active all the time. And he got a soccer ball and he started kicking it around. So he was kicking the ball and asking questions to Morrison. And eventually Morrison, you know, sort of come over and he started kicking the ball with him, still not really answering questions, but just kicking the ball. And then after a while, he, you know, started answering a little bit. And then we played a game and, you know, really engage with him. So we've had another session with that. It's been incredible. So anyway, I really now, fuck, I know I'm on the spectrum. I know that I would have ADHD because I fucking forget my original point with this, but you're welcome. This is these podcasts Just as twisty and turny for me as they are for you, because I didn't even know what the fuck I'm on about. But anyway, I think my point, I don't fucking know. I think I was trying to get out. I'm exhausted. And oh my God, I really don't know. I'm so sorry. And I could start this again, but I just can't be bothered. so why I think what I was trying to get at is I'm so exhausted, and Morrison is starting to get help now for like assessment wise and getting into that. Maybe I don't fucking know. Wow. Well, maybe I'll come back to that. Maybe we'll follow up on that when I listen back to this, and it's going to really annoy me because I know it'll click like that and I'll be like, God damn it. Would it take me like 3 seconds to, anyway, whatever. That's where we're at. So anyway, life, right? Emotions. It's exhausting. Like we've got too much to do. So today we didn't have, well, like the kids, Munro had singing lessons and Hendrix had guitar lessons, and Morrison's just a handful to take anywhere. I was debriefing with my friend before, and we really need to, I need to put in appeals for all the kids in DIS plans, but I really need the older two to get more funding to be able to take them to these things, because the older Morrison gets, he cannot go to these activities. He cannot be out of the house much. It's just too much for him. And, you know, it's hard for me to adapt to that because I've had, you know, my other kids and, you know, they sort of adapt and they just, you know, they come along and they get used to hanging around and waiting. We go here and we go there. And Morrison is just, that's not where he's at with his autism and his ADHD. He's just not there. So, yeah, it's full on. But, yeah, so, like, we're quick to label depression and stuff, but I think so much of it is just exhaustion. Like, we need that help. Like, I'm fucking so burnt out and tired. But anyway, wrapping it around, I'm a lot better now where I was a few weeks ago. When I was like begging, you know, mainstream services for help, I was at my absolute fucking lowest. And it's such a kick in the guts to be at your lowest mentally and still having the services that are supposed to be there to help tell you, nah, we're not helping, like too bad, so sad for you sort of thing. Like it's overwhelming. It takes a lot for a mum to get to the point of asking for help. So, you know, I've always hated mainstream system. I've always said there's not enough support for mental health. It's a load of shit. We do this Are You Okay Day. Like there is no real support out there. And this just reiterated that to me. So anyway, I've started this program, this 12-week RTT program, and it's Heal with Casey. And we're 3 weeks into it now. So yesterday was Tuesday. So we're 3 weeks yesterday and I feel so much better. Now I'm still battling with, because it's one of my triggers for me with my eating, with my depression and whatever is when things are getting too much with the kids. Like they're just all being way too much with all their issues, you know, and their triggers and they're triggering each other and I'm trying to school and I'm trying to listen to this one and I'm trying to be there for that one and active with this one and go here and go there and go to this appointment and remember all these things. That's, you know, it's a big trigger for me to deal with that stuff and be in a good mindset. Like who can be, you know, you can wake up and you can do your affirmations and you can do some journaling and you can put your essential oils on and do some exercising. But then, you know, when you walk up the stairs and the kids are fighting and it's just, you know, World War III, you're just like, fuck, I can't, like I just fucking can't. But I feel a lot better. I feel like I'm actually at the point where I've been able to you know, start to implement, okay, let's try some deep breathing and stuff like that when everyone's being a little bit crazy. But I'm really optimistic and hopeful with Morrison finding this new psychologist that we're going to have some improvements. There's a light at the end of the tunnel because I felt so like there was no light at the end of the tunnel because there was no support for him. You've really got to have a good therapist to ever have progress. Hendrix has started at Headspace and the heavens aligned And he got a male therapist, counsellor, I don't really know what they call them there, who seems to really have his shit together. We've only had one session there. We've got another one next week. And he seems really good. Hendrix took a liking to him, and I'm really optimistic with that things will ease up there. So anyway, 3 weeks into this program, and I have so this program, let's just flip it back over to what this program is about. So obviously there's hypnotherapy for everything, right? You've got RTT, which is rapid transformational therapy, and hypnotherapy. And you can do that for anxiety, depression, anger, lack mindset, like so many things, right? So, but I'm doing this 12-week program, which is around weight loss and to stop, like, you know, binge eating and those, you know, depressive thoughts. And I'm a very much an emotional eater, and, you know, stressed, tired, cranky, whatever, like eat, 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 bored, eat, don't know how to cope with something, eat, 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 suppress, put all these emotions down, right? So yeah, that program I've started now, 3 weeks into it, I feel a lot better. But I've stopped a lot of my snacking. So, part of this program that I'm doing, you know, they say it's kind of like that weight, is it weight band surgery, you know, like whatever, where you can't eat as much, where you're not as hungry. So usually I will have large servings of meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, huge servings. Then I'll often go back seconds, thirds, you know, and then still be picking at other stuff. Well, since I've started this program, I no longer even feel like my full meal. Like, it's rare that I'll eat a full, what, everything that's on my plate. And if I do, I definitely don't go back for seconds. And the snacking in between is suppressing more and more each day. Like, I don't have the desire to snack, or, you know, even because I used to be able to snack even when I wasn't hungry. Like, I just, whatever, like, get everything into me. But now it's getting less and less. Like, I'll be like, oh yeah, whatever. Like, I feel shit. I'll go and have some peanut M&Ms or whatever. And I really, like, the thought of it makes me feel sick at the moment. Or if I do have something, like, I'll have one or two bites and I'm like, oh, like, I really feel done. I haven't felt done in a long time. Right. So that's been really cool to see. So we started this program. What you do is you do a Zoom call every 4 weeks. So we have 3 Zoom calls. And yeah, I think you can have more if needed, or we might have another debrief as well. But anyway, so I did my first one 3 weeks ago. And you've got to have 2 hours where you can be completely uninterrupted. So I didn't have the kids at home. And I sat on my bed. We set the Zoom call up and we just sort of had a chat. So before you do your Zoom call, I answered this big questionnaire that she'd emailed to me, and then we had a phone call and went more in depth with it. So, and I had to do like a scale of like, you know, what would you say your overeating's like, your snacking's like, your energy levels, you know, getting up in the morning, you know, self-care, all this stuff. I had to like rate where I was feeling with all of it. We went really in depth. And then I also had to say, you know, what do I want from this? Where, like, what version of myself do I want to be? You know, I want to be getting up early again. I want to be back to getting up at, you know, 5:30 in the morning, going for a walk, having a shower, setting up the kids' schooling or, you know, itinerary, a bit of a plan, what we're doing for the day, you know, doing a workout, yoga. I wanted to do all that stuff again because I used to do it and I've just lost myself, lost the desire to do it. So anyway, I told her all of that. We had this program and we had this session and I was very skeptical that it was going to work because I find it really hard to meditate. Like I've gotten a lot better now from when I first tried because, again, I think it's the ADHD thing. Like my brain is constantly going and I'll try and meditate, right? And when I meditate, you know, I'll hear another noise and I'll be like, oh my God, don't listen to that. You got to meditate. No, now you're thinking about not thinking. And, you know, then I'll be like, oh my God, my leg's itchy. Like my head just goes 100 miles an hour, right? It's really difficult. So I used to start with just like 10 second, you know, meditations and, you know, get up to like 5 or 10 minutes, right? So getting better and better. And I'm better now, not perfect, better than I was, but something I struggle with, you know, and I'm thinking, 2 hours, like, how am I going to do this? It's not going to fucking work. Like, what if I'm still awake or, you know, whatever, like, so, because I'm thinking, you know, hypnotherapy, I'm thinking what you've seen on TVs where, like, they hypnotize you and they click your fingers and then you, you know, dancing like a stripper and barking like a dog and they click the fingers again and you wake up, right? So I was like, well, it's not going to work on me. Anyway, you're still very much present during it. It's really hard to describe. So she sort of like gets you to sit still. You know, you do these things. You've got to roll your eyes into the back of your head and, you know, she's counts you down. And it's it was so funny because I was still like I was still alert in my head. I still knew what was going on, but I was still just in this really zened out sort of trance, really relaxed. You know, it was my eyes, like, cause you go, you know, your eyes will feel shut, you know, feel sealed shut. Right. You'll feel like you can't open your eyes. And I did feel like that. Right. So not in a scary way either. You just like, just, you know, like a dead weight, like completely zenned out. And so anyway, we did this and we started talking, about different things and, went back through, we went to 3 core memories that I had associated with food. And the first memory that came up for me was I would have been about 2 or 3. And my parents were still together at this time. And I like soup now, but as a young child, I never liked soup. I think it was a sensory thing for me. Again, like autism, ADHD, whatever. I never liked it, right? So that we were having this chicken noodle soup and I didn't want it, you know, it was just a little child, didn't want it, putting on a tantrum, whatever. And then mum and dad must have been having a fight around that, like me not eating. And, you know, mum must have said, just have your bread or, you know, have something else. Because then they started fighting with each other and she started like jamming the spoon into my mouth with soup on it. And I'm like gagging because I didn't like soup. So I was gagging, I was crying, screaming. I can remember the snot coming out of my nose and, you know, tasting the saltiness of it, like while I'm, you know, getting this soup jammed in my throat. And in this session, like I could remember my mum fighting and my mum screaming, oh, is this what you want? Then are you fucking happy? You know, like, so he must have been like, you know, you let her get away with it. And she must have been jamming it in like, fine, I'll make her eat it. And then from there, she's, you know, picked me up, thrown me into my room. I went into my bed and, you know, so the feelings were like, she made me go, you know, so what are you feeling? What are you going with that? And it's kind of like not feeling good enough. You know, I feel like I'm a disappointment. I'm disappointing my dad. I'm feeling like I'm a bad person. And so then she, in the session, you sort of have to visualize that you're going, your adult self is going back to that moment and stepping in front of little Sarah and talking, literally speaking to my mum and dad. And she's like, okay, they're right there. What are you saying to them? And I had to, you know, say, this is not okay. You know, like she is good enough, blah, blah, blah. And then I had to answer back as my mum and my dad. And she's like, okay, so we're talking, you know, to you now, Sarah's mum, we're talking to you, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you doing these things? And I had to answer back as my mum and then my dad. And then I had to, like, so then she was like, yeah, well, you're not doing that anymore. You're not doing that to Sarah anymore. And you had to, like, speak back to you know, my parents. And then I got to, you know, go out of that moment and leave that moment. And so, you know, what come up for me then is, yeah, not feeling good enough. Why were, you know, my parents doing that? Because you know, they weren't taught the right tools on how to deal with things and how to love and, you know, how to show, you know, that they appreciate you and whatever. They've got their own issues, right? So the other issue that came up for me, this memory that, you know, I didn't realize that I was holding on to either, and again around food, is it had been, I'd gone to see a sexual assault counselor. So obviously I'd come out about the sexual assault that happened from my stepdad. And just a young child, you know, putting on a tantrum, whatever, as we do. I wanted a Magnum ice cream. Mum had taken me to get an ice cream and she was making me get this other, you know, 80-cent one or whatever. So I remember carrying on, like, I really wanted this Magnum, and then she's going on, you know, going off at me and, I'm doing this for you, like, we're here because of you and you're whinging because of this and blah, 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 like, going off like that. And, got, you know, anyway, again, I had to go as an adult, talk to her, talk back to myself, and sort of the theory from that is, you know, like, I was, when I had to talk to my mom, I'm like, well, I'm here because of you, really, like, if what didn't happen to me, you know, if that didn't happen to me, we wouldn't be here. I wouldn't need to be whinging for a Magnum ice cream, you know, like, you're not doing me a favor by being here. So again, the feelings that come up is like, I'm a burden, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm causing issues for everyone. You know, I've split the family up. I've done this and that. And then the third moment that come up for me was as an adult. And it was when we were homeless and I was, you know, in the midst of this affair with Dave. And he was actually working at one of the caravan parks that we would stay at sometimes. He was like, I fucking forget his role. I don't fucking know. It's so irrelevant. But he didn't like, his office was just based in this one. So he managed, like, you know, many different caravan parks up and down, right? Anyway, so he happened to be there and it was really triggering for me, you know, because he would go home to his partner and then be there, and it was just fucked, making me fucked in the head, and I would get sick of it, right? And I'd be like, I'm done, like, this is so shit, you know, you're making your choice, then that's your choice, like, go there, whatever. And I would come back, and specifically this time I'd come back from having an argument, trying to cut him off, you know, and there was Oreos left at the doorstep of this cabin. And he'd got me Oreos before as, like, another fucking present, and one Christmas present one time, Oreos, like, yeah, cool, hey, thanks for that, right? Anyway, and it felt like a fucking dog treat to me. Like, here's some dog biscuits. Oh, you're angry at me again. Oh, look, I care. I've left some fucking dog biscuits at your fucking doorstep, right? Made me feel fucking worthless. Made me feel so, like, here's your little treat. Like, stuff this down your throat. You know, you feel good, shut up, do as you're told, wait for me, like, anyway, condescending, fucked up, right? So anyway, those were the three moments that come up for me around unhealthy eating. And, you know, I've had unhealthy eating in the past, but it's really amped up around the homelessness and around the Dave stuff. And I was just like suppressing all this shit. Well, anyway, we finished our session and it was pretty cool. And afterwards, Casey records you some recordings. You've got to listen to them as soon as you wake up, like 1 a.m. It goes for about 20 minutes, 18 minutes. As soon as you wake up, and then as you're laying in bed ready to go to sleep. And it's all about, like, reprogramming and getting into that subconscious mind. So, you know, in her recordings, it's about, you know, like, Sarah, you are worthy and you are deserving of love and you are deserving of happiness and all this stuff. Also talks about, you know, like, you're going to get up early in the morning and feel, you know, energized and, you know, want to go for walks and, you know, you don't want to eat, you don't want to snack, blah, blah, blah. You know, food is to nourish your body. So I've been listening to that, every single night and every single morning. And one of the nights that I was doing it, I sort of, like, went into that little sort of trance that I went into when I did the session with Casey. And I had this sort of, like, epiphany that food has even been used as, like, this coping mechanism down my throat from a young baby. So when I was a young baby, I had severe eczema, and my mum would often give me bottles just to try, you know, because I was screaming all the time in pain. So here, have a bottle. Like, so what has my subconscious young mind then taken from that? It's that, here, are you feeling sad, sore, anxious, miserable? This will, food, like, put something in your mouth, food, coping mechanism, right? So this has been in my subconscious mind from an infant. So there's so much to unpack from that. And it's, yeah, so it's been really incredible to just sort of have these epiphanies and realizations and understanding where this association has come from with unhealthy eating. And yeah, now I'm just on a journey to, you know, reprogram and retrain this mind. I've got my next Zoom call next Monday, because Munro's birthday is next Tuesday. So yeah, we must have it done for next Monday. I'll have to find someone hopefully that can mind the kids. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I don't know what we do in the next session. Like, obviously we're not gonna do the same thing, as in going to those three pivotal moments. So I don't know whether we just I get hypnotized again and we talk about things, or we go to some other important times in my life. So I'm excited for that session. I'll definitely let you know what comes out from that and what we actually do in that session. But man, this has just been so incredible to experience. And I'm so thankful that I've been able to do this. And I'm genuinely so excited to see the 12-week progress. I weighed myself at the start of it. I took photos and I took measurements. And I'm refusing to weigh myself, take any photos or take any measurements until the end of the 12 weeks. Well, I hope for myself, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know if on the fourth session she's going to make me do any measurements or weight things. I can't imagine we will. But yeah, I'm hoping not, because I really just want to see the outcome out of 12 weeks and see if there is a difference. And you know, I said it at the start of this, if this works on me, man, it'll work for everyone. Like, because I was bloody such a loose cannon. So yeah, that's where I'm up to. So that program is called Heal with Casey, and I'll put it in the description of this podcast. You can find her on TikTok, on Instagram, and on Facebook. And once again, when I do a big blog about this, I will put links to all of her programs in there. But she's got very incredible bits of information just on her social media anyway, for, you know, she does little posts and TikToks and stuff. So that's really been helpful to listen to, and that's helpful information that you can go and look at for free if you don't have the money to do any of her programs at the time. But yeah, really incredible stuff. So I'm so happy with that. And I am so pumped. I really think, like, it's exposing yourself posting a before photo, right? But I really think that I'll put the before and after photo up. So that'll be cool. But yeah, anyway, that's where I'm up to with that stuff. I'm excited to continue with this therapy for Hendrix and Morrison. Hopefully it goes well, and you know, we don't end up, because so many times you build up a great rapport with a therapist and then they leave. So hopefully they're sticking around for a while and we can continue those sessions. But I really have to pull my finger out and try and do these, what are they called, reviews for the NDIS, because we really just need, I'm sick of the fucking shit fire. It's always a shit fire. We need some solid funding there so I can start making a proper plan and hopefully have some support to get them to all the things they need to go to, because I can't keep doing it all. Like, I just can't keep doing it all. And I miss, like, I just feel like a carer. I don't feel like a mum. Like, I miss just being able to be a mum, you know, be completely in the moment. Like, I really, really miss that. So hopefully we can have that. What else has been going on? I've been doing on my TikToks, Munro and I have been doing some op shopping. Oh, excuse me. We love op shopping, but we found this dress, this vintage wedding dress. I'm going to say like 80s, maybe late 70s, but 80s, I think. Who knows? But the minimum, it's the 80s. Wedding dress, and it was so aged and like yellow stains and whatever. But I just fell in love with it. Like, it caught my eye and I just had to have it. I don't know. It speaks to me. Like, there's something about this dress. And I said to Munro, you know, we'll just try it on. We'll have a muck around, have a play with it, you know, whatever. Anyway, we put it on, and this woman, whoever wore this dress, I really want to fucking try and find. I'm going to do a TikTok and see if we can somehow find the owner of this dress. Because it is stunning, and she must have been such a skinny mini. It fits Munro's waist, doesn't fit her in the breasts, and properly around the bottom. But this woman must have been so petite and ahead of her times, because it's got a big removable skirt. And I confirmed it with this bridal company. That wasn't a thing back then, you know. So this woman was ahead of her times with fashion, and I really hope I can find, you know, who this woman was and find a photo of her in that dress. See what other fashion she's got. Because if she's got some of her old stuff, I bet it's incredible. So anyway, we found this dress and we've started playing around with it, and I've dyed it a purple. I was hoping to do it like a softer color, but anyway, I ended up listening to advice from other people, which I shouldn't have done. And it's gone darker, but it's a really beautiful purple, and I've now got another idea of what I'm going to do with it. So hopefully we can pull that off. I need to find, because it's an older fabric, I don't feel comfortable to play around chopping and pinning this fabric myself. So I'm going to find a dressmaker now that I've dyed it and ask if they can make the adjustments to make it fit around the waist, the bust area. And then I'll and also add some tulle on the front of it. And then I'm going to get around to decorating. So adding some sparkles or some flowers, or I'm still like tossing up what we're going to do with that. But it should look really beautiful. So we'll, you know, that Munro can have that just for dress up. So to, you know, take some beautiful photos in. We love our dresses. Munro's birthday is coming up. That is, next week. Oh, fucking 6 days away. God, that's come around quick. So been getting ready for that, getting little bits and pieces. So I'm excited to give her presents because I've got some things that she'll really love. I got her, I have to say this really quiet because I don't know if she can hear me. She probably can't, but she wanted the, what are they called? Like a Polaroid camera. Anyway, it's that Instapix, fucking whatever. Print out the photo. So I got her one of them because she really wanted one of them. She's wanted one of them for so long. She also got doll cake dresses, of course. We can't do a birthday without a doll cake dress. And what else? What else did she get? Oh, like dolls and things like that. I'm just trying to think of the things. Oh, I ordered her a keyboard. She's started piano lessons again. So she needed a keyboard and I'm hoping that it arrives in time. I don't know if it's going to arrive in time or late, but whatever. But I'm hoping it arrives in time. And I've also ordered rhinestones. So I want to like bling it up, you know, make it Munro style. Very glammed up. She's been getting some incredible presents. I can't remember. I'm so sorry if I've said this in a different podcast because I just don't know where the fuck I'm up to in life. But Doll Cake, this company, made her a one-of-a-kind dress for her birthday. So Doll Cake has become an obsession of ours years ago. Fell in love with these dresses. You know, I wanted to make Munro feel special when she was at the worst with her skin, you know, wearing her suits and feeling and being bandaged and feeling really self-conscious. So I found these dresses, love at first sight for her and for me, like just absolutely divine. Like the detailing on these dresses, the quality, like just phenomenal, right? So we've bought these dresses all the time, and somewhere along the line of, you know, me regularly tagging them, they've obviously, you know, found Munro and fallen in love with her too. And they've sent her out a dress before. One time we missed out on this beautiful leotard and skirt, and they sent it to her, and then Munro put it to them that she wanted to design a dress with them. And you know, I just when Munro comes to me with sort of creative ideas of she wants to make a TikTok, whether it be dancing or singing or whatever, I sort of just let it go for it. Like it's on my account, and she doesn't have her own account. She's not getting her own account, but I just like her to be able to do that creative expression when she wants to do it, because she's really determined to become famous for singing, dancing, modeling, acting, like all of it, right? She wants to perform. So I just try and embrace that and allow her to have that freedom. So she came to me and she wanted to pitch, you know, this idea to Doll Cake. And I just, you know, thought it was super cute, whatever. I thought, oh, okay, go for gold, put this video out, you know, speak it into existence. Maybe it'll happen. Or, you know, maybe you'll create a dress for somewhere else. Anyway, Doll Cake reached out a few weeks back and asked for her measurements, said they wanted to send her a birthday present. And lo and behold, we get this, you know, fantastic, incredible, like can't even put it into words how divine this dress is. Like photos, videos do not do this dress justice. You know, made her dress whimsical, pastels, you know, exactly what she wanted, sleeves. She cried, I cried, like such a beautiful experience and such an incredible moment, because, you know, when I ordered Doll Cake all these years ago, I never dreamt anything like this would happen. You know, just this was a company that I loved and I think they're amazing, and you know, they just create stunning dresses for little girls, and yeah, it was incredible and a very moving experience. I'm so thankful for that. And I just, like, I think back to, you know, my inner child, Sarah, who, you know, didn't have a really good childhood. Like, what, how beautiful would that experience be to be this child who just gets to experience pure joy and happiness and love everywhere she turns, and this huge, incredible company sees you, acknowledges you, recognizes you, and says, hey, you are so beautiful and so special. Here is a one-of-a-kind couture dress just for you, exactly how you wanted it. Like, that, man, that's got to be just so amazing for your soul, carrying that through life. You know, she can take that, no matter what, she can take that with her forever. She has that moment with her. She has that acknowledgement. She knows that she was just that special, and that's just so beautiful to have, and to see your child experience that, just like, oh, you know, next level. So that's been incredible. I can never top that birthday present. I can't top that ever. Like, they've just like thrown it out of the ballpark. Like, the only way I can top that, I can't, there's no way. I was gonna be like, the only way I can top that is if I get Versace, but we have no connection to Versace anyway, like no emotional connection. So there's just, you can't top that present, just out of the ballpark, you know. And then Mad Mia, Munro is a Mad Mia ambassador, and they have obviously fallen in love with her along the way as well. And they sent her beautiful, so they do these sparkly dresses, and I bought her a pink sparkly one for her birthday. She accidentally found it. I sent her into the room that it was hidden, just asking her to do something else, and I forgot that it was there. And she's like, oh my God, I saw something pink. So anyway, I was like, happy birthday. She got her present. So yeah, Mad Mia sent her out the purple design of that, plus these incredible pink glitter shoes that have butterfly wings on them. Like, they are next level. I'm so jealous. I so badly want these shoes myself. But yeah, sent her that, some socks, and she just felt so special. And again, you know, this other company is seeing her, and she's like, God, I'm like a real influencer now. I'm like, yeah, girl. Yes, queen. Take that mindset. Yes, you are. So yeah, that was so good for her little spirit as well. It's such a cool little thing. So she feels very, very special, and I'm so thankful. And it's so nice to see, you know, when you've watched your child not want to leave the house because they're so embarrassed about how they look, and, you know, they question, you know, why they're so different, and will they ever fit in, and thinking no one will ever like them because of their skin, to watch, you know, these beautiful blessings roll in and everyone fall in love with, you know, her, and her, just your daughter come out of their shell from that. It's incredible. You know, social media can be a fucking toxic place, but fuck, man, it can be a beautiful experience as well. And I've just seen Munro, you know, flourish and blossom into just this beautiful evolved being, and she's just continually, you know, getting brighter and stronger and braver and more confident, and it's just amazing to see. And I'm just, yeah, thankful for everybody that rallies behind her. Like, she's a powerhouse, and I have no doubts that she will be something incredible if she, you know, keeps working away at it. And you know, today she had her singing lessons, and she's learned a new song. Like, she first heard it and started singing it last week. It's a Billie Eilish, I forget what it's called. Anyway, one of the Billie Eilish songs. And so she'd started singing it for the first time, which, you know, I thought it was beautiful. But in a week, you know, I recorded it again, and in just 1 week, she's already come in leaps and bounds with that song. Like, she's done amazing. So I'm like, I just can't wait to see what happens over the next, you know, month, year, 2 years, 5 years. She'll just do beautiful things. Hendrix is still working at his job. He's doing really amazing at that. They've started giving him extra shifts. So, yeah, extra shifts. So he's obviously killing it there. They helped out with the homeless recently. They had this little fundraiser, helped out with the homeless. And, you know, he was really proud of himself. He got himself on in the paper and felt really special. So I'm really glad that he got that experience as well. That was really nice to see. But yeah, I think that's really, the gist of where we're up to. Oh, Munro also went in the other day. She went to the theatre to see Banjo. It was a collection of Banjo Patterson poems, Coldplay music, and contemporary dancing. I thought, oh, this is going to be, you know, right up Munro's alley. And so my mum took her as a early birthday present rather than getting her presents, because I go OTT, I've spoiled her, and you know, my mum isn't in the best financial position anyway. I didn't want her to feel any pressure or feel like she couldn't get something, you know, good enough compared to other gifts. And you know, like, I'm well aware, you know, we never know how long we have with our parents once we're in our adult years, and how long, you know, she's going to have a nan around for. So I thought it's just a cool thing to have, excuse me, as an experience. So I'd much rather those sorts of gifts from other people. So yeah, so they went to that, they had a ball. So if Banjo ever comes around to you, go and see it. I'm jealous I didn't get to go, so hopefully it comes back around and I can see it at some stage. But I've heard incredible things, and Munro couldn't stop raving. She wore her pink sparkle Mad Mia dress there, and she said everyone loved her and she was just the centre of attention. So that was up her alley. She felt good with that. But yeah, I think that's pretty much, yeah, where we're up to. I'm not sure if I'm going to get time this week to record it or if it'll have to be the following week, but in an upcoming episode, I will be having another guest on here. There is an organization called About Time for Justice. It's a father and son, and they help advocate for victims of abuse, you know, institutional abuse, seeking compensation and, you know, gathering support with that. So that I'm really excited to have them on. I've got some other guests in the wind coming on soon too. So there will be some pretty cool episodes coming up. Some of the feedback, I've done polls on my Instagram. What do you want me to talk about? You know, what do you want me to touch on? Some guests that you want on. Very popular ones are homeschooled. So I will eventually do a full episode around homeschooling. There were quite a few requests for doulas and lactation consultants, so they are on the cards as well. A few people had said, you know, they don't like listening to the episodes with interviews. And for me, I find that really weird because, one, who the fuck just wants to hear me ramble all day, every day? That's weird. But two, like, I think it's cool to have, you know, insight from some incredible people. Like, if I have anyone on, you know, they're going to be like, up there, man, they're going to be next level just like me. So I think that's really cool for people to be able to take that and learn other people's stories and get advice and, you know, get help and get support, whatever. But yeah, anyway, I'm going to stop rambling. I've been rambling on for a little while now and I forgot to bring my water down and I am super thirsty and I really need to get these older kids into bed. So I'm going to go and read them a book. Well, Hendrix doesn't really care about a book, but I'm going to go and read Munro a book and have a bit of a chat with Hendrix and then get them into bed. But thank you again for listening. Thanks again for the support. And make sure if you're not following, you head over and follow my Instagram and TikTok. Stay up to date with upcoming episodes. Make sure you subscribe. Hit that subscribe button on these podcasts. And stay tuned for my questions on Instagram on Sunday. I put a question box up where you can ask me anything. Tell me what you want me to be speaking about on here, asking for advice if you need help with something like that. That's the days that I try and get to those questions. So, yeah, have a beautiful morning, afternoon, evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thank you again for listening, and I look forward to getting another episode soon and keeping you posted on the progress of this RTT. So, again, I'll put in the description how you can find Heal with Casey. Go and check her out. She's phenomenal, and I suggest that everybody looks into hypnotherapy because it is just incredible. So, yeah, anyway, stay outspoken, and I will talk to you all soon. Thank you all for listening to my podcast. Make sure you are following all of my socials. We've got Instagram with Sarah Mills_AmongstTheStars. TikTok is Sarah Mills_ATS1 for now. Who knows until we get that one banned. YouTube is probably Sarah Mills Amongst the Stars as well. I don't know. Find a link tree. They'll all be in there. Thanks, guys.